Good morning, and I really hope you've had your bed tea. Well, the TMC candidate and a once upon a time actress Moonmoon Sen didn't get it yesterday, and that made her unaware of the violence going on in her constituency she is contesting for. They gave me my bed tea very late, so I woke up very late. What can I say? I really don't know. Moonmoon Sen told a reporter when she was asked about the violence in Asansol. Despite violence, West Bengal had a 64% turnout, still better than Mumbaikers that had 51%, and Maharashtra totaling to about 52% voter turnout. Speaking of turnouts, look who has turned up. Yeti. Yes, don't believe me? Well, you, my dear listener, are probable anti-national because this news is coming straight from the army's mouth. The Indian Army yesterday claimed to have sighted footprints of the Yeti, a mythical creature that many over the decades claim to have seen but not been able to show proof of. Sharing images on their official Twitter handle, the Indian Army said their mountaineering expedition team found the Yeti's mysterious footprints measuring 32 by 15 inches. The army said it had discovered the footprints of the mythical beast on the 9th of April at Makalu Base Camp in Nepal. It also claimed that the elusive snowman has also been sighted nearby at Makalu Barun National Park, except it seems that we have a Langra or a lame Yeti amidst us, or the mythical creature may just have one leg. Who knows? No one's ever seen him. It is 30th of April 2019, and April, apparently the cruelest month, is coming to an end. And for all the Game of Thrones fans, did you know that Indian Game of Thrones, the general elections, is also coming to an end on the same day, that is 19th May. So apparently, there are more phases in the elections than there are the episodes of Game of Thrones. Well, the question today is, everything legitimate to win an election? Well, turns out it is. Yesterday, the Prime Minister of our country, Narendra Modi, claimed that 40 Trinamool MLAs were in touch with him and would quit the party after Lok Sabha election results were out on 23rd of May. While addressing a rally in Serampore, a town less than 30 km from Kolkata, the Prime Minister said, "Didi, on 23rd May, the day of results, the lotus will bloom everywhere and your MLAs will leave you and run. Even today, Didi, 40 of your MLAs are in contact with me," unquote. A quick rebuttal came from party lawmaker Derek O'Brien, who accused the Prime Minister of horse trading and said the party will complain to the Election Commission. Amit Shah and Modi would have gone this at that tweet. Election Commission will not act against the Prime Minister, and that is why the Supreme Court said it will today hear a Congress plea seeking direction to the Election Commission to act on complaints it made about alleged violation of the Model Code of Conduct by Prime Minister Narendra Modi and the BJP President Amit Shah in their speeches. According to the Indian Express, which has learned that the full commission has not had a single deliberation since the 5th of April on the alleged violations by Modi. And how many violations? Well, the entirety of BJP leadership has some 40 violations. Apparently, all complaints against Modi, Shah and Gandhi will be taken up today by the commission, which seems to be without a mission or maybe has a different mission altogether now. And that takes us to our next story, where the union government yesterday made a mention before the Chief Justice of India, Ranjan Gogoi, seeking time to file its response to the Rafael review petitions. Senior advocate R. Balasubramaniam, for the government, sought permission to circulate a letter for additional time to file a reply. He sought a deferment of the hearing scheduled for 30th April, that is today, and the court allowed the government to circulate the letter but did not comment on an adjournment. The court would hear the review petitions on merits. It would examine them on the basis of the published documents, which spanned issues such as disparity in pricing details of the 36 jets deal, objections raised by the Indian negotiating team to parallel negotiations conducted by the Prime Minister's office, among others. And on to international news, where the Japanese Emperor Akihito will abdicate today in favor of his eldest son, ending a three-decade reign during which he sought to ease the painful memories of World War II. The abdication, the first by a Japanese monarch in two centuries, will be attended only by about 300 people, but streamed live. And talking about abdicating the past, Indonesia has announced plans to build a new capital city, as its current capital, Jakarta, struggles with pollution, traffic gridlock, and the fact that the city is sinking. As a matter of fact, it's the fastest sinking city in the world, with almost half of its area below sea level. After a cabinet meeting yesterday, Planning Minister Bambang said President Joko Widodo has decided to move the capital out of Indonesia's main island, Java. It's not clear exactly when this will happen or where the new capital would be located. And talking about ecological disasters, a total of 3,000 kilograms of solid waste has been collected from Mount Everest since the 14th of April when Nepal launched an ambitious cleanup campaign aimed at bringing back tons of trash from the world's highest peak, which has lately turned into a garbage dump. And that is all I have for you for today. Don't just throw out garbage from your life and your kitchen. Make sure it's disposed of. Only if it was so easy to do it to some politicians. I will now only be back on the 2nd of May. And no, I will not be missing tomorrow's auditorial because I'm going to find that one-legged mysterious yeti to figure out how he can walk in equal strides only with one leg. The only thing more mysterious is the entire political science degree. Until day after, stay hydrated and goodbye from TakeApart.in.